Welcome to Brighty on Broadcast News with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
On what day will Trump have to sign an unconditional surrender to China? That's the question I'm asking today. Welcome to Brighty on Broadcast News for Monday, January 27th, 2025. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com, the founder of Brighteon.com, and the founder of Brighteon.ai. And I have successfully installed and I'm running now the 32 billion parameter version of the Chinese-designed DeepSeek R1 reasoning model on my desktop, which is a pretty cool situation. And I've been asking it all kinds of interesting questions over the weekend and posting about that. And as we are finding, the DeepSeek AI model outperforms every Democrat in America, every Democrat lawmaker, every Democrat senator. And when I say Democrat, because the Democrats are irrational and stupid. They believe stupid things like men can have babies, which is just, it's a clown show of cognitive stupidity. But the DeepSeek model from China doesn't go along with that. So I posted this today. I just asked DeepSeek R1 if men can get pregnant and give birth to newborns. Its answer, which would have been considered common sense just a decade ago, contradicts the insane, mentally ill narrative of nearly all Democrats who still stupidly insist that men can have babies. Here's what DeepSeek, a China-based model, had to say. Quote, men cannot get pregnant or give birth. You can insert duh right here. Yeah. Pregnancy requires specific reproductive structures such as a uterus, ovaries, and the associated hormonal balance, which are typically present in women, but men do not have the necessary anatomy to carry a developing embryo or fetus. Yes, obviously, and yet every left-wing doctor in America suffers under the mentally ill delusion that men can have babies. Why? Because of the insanity of Democrats and leftism. And that's why I also tweeted, quote, I'm ready to replace all Democrats in Congress with machines. The machines aren't insane and actually follow logic and reason. But see, the U.S. AI companies like OpenAI and Google, obviously the most evil corporation in the world, they're also woke and insane. And they hide information and they cover for the false narratives of the deep state and the culture wars. And so if you ask the right questions of OpenAI and Google Gemini and Microsoft and Anthropic, etc., they will tell you that men can have babies. Yeah, even a reasoning model will tell you that men can have babies because the U.S. models are stupid because the corporations are woke and stupid, cognitively retarded. There's no other way to say it. It's not name-calling, it's descriptive. They are retarded. Look up the definition of retarded, and there you will find a description that matches what left-wing corporations believe. They are actually retarded. As a result, the AI development in the United States is not looking too good. Suddenly, it has become obsolete because China has launched the DeepSeek R1 model, and it built it on a tiny fraction of the budget of what OpenAI spends, hundreds of billions of dollars, ultimately, on its own models, which are stupid. And Trump just announcing last week Project Stargate, which is $500 billion that's going to be piled into AI data centers in Texas so that monopoly companies like OpenAI can build more stupid, retarded AI models that parrot deep state narratives like transgenderism and climate cultism, etc. It doesn't matter how much money you put into a reasoning model if you don't let it reason. Well, DeepSeek, its reasoning model, was apparently built with less than $5 million in compute costs. And it outperforms OpenAI. And now I'm using DeepSeek on my desktop for all reasoning questions, and the performance is absolutely outstanding. I'm not the only one who noticed this. The entire AI industry in the United States is freaking the bleep out right now. And Mike Whitney from UNZ Review wrote the following, quote, DeepSeek is a nuclear bomb detonated in the heart of Silicon Valley. It is a straight-up challenge to America's de facto royal family of tech Brahmins who thought their reign would last forever. Now they find themselves playing catch-up with an upstart cadre of blue-stocking brainiacs, referring to the Chinese, who are bringing their world crashing down around them. More importantly, the future of AI is being decided in Hangzhou, not Palo Alto, which means we might see a lull in the war-making as Uncle Sam finds it harder to finance his endless bloodletting. What a welcome reprieve that will be. All right, Whitney goes on and says that freaking out is probably the understatement of the century. Silicon Valley is in a full-blown emotional meltdown, and the path forward is far from certain. Yeah, because China is winning the AI race to superintelligence, and that is the last technological achievement that humanity ever needs to make. And it's also the last technological achievement that a nation needs to make in order to dominate the world, to rule the world, if you will. Wow. Well, I'll just say it in Chinese, 我很高兴我会说中国话. That means I'm really happy that I can speak Chinese because it's probably going to be the required language in North America before long because, and this is not hyperbole, this is not satire. There's a scenario where Trump will be forced to sign an unconditional surrender to China sometime within the next 4 years. That is a viable scenario based on the projection of what we know right now. China is not only leading the race in AI, China is leading the race in almost every technology. In fact, there's an organization called the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, the ASPI. Their website is aspi.org.au. And they published last year detailed analysis of how China is leading the world in, I believe it said, 37 out of 44 key technologies. So out of these 44 technologies, China leads the world in all of them, except what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that the U.S. A leads in, and one of those, number 22, is natural language processing. The USA no longer leads that. So actually, China has taken the lead in point number 22. And probably China will lead in 31, etc. Guess what the USA leads in? Vaccines. Yeah, that's number 37. The USA is the world leader in vaccines. Yeah, because nobody can kill people with depopulation bioweapon injections like the USA. Maybe Israel is, you know, vying for that position, but the USA is right there. So what technologies does China lead the world in? Well, let me just give you a little bit of a list here. Nanoscale materials and manufacturing. Coatings, which is, you know, advanced materials. Smart materials, advanced composite materials, novel metamaterials, high-specification machining processes, advanced explosives and energetic materials, critical minerals extraction and processing, advanced magnets and superconductors. These are all China. Advanced protection, China. That's like kinetic protection. Continuous flow chemical synthesis, China. Additive manufacturing, such as 3D printing, China. Advanced radio frequency communications, China. Advanced optical communications, China. Artificial intelligence, AI algorithms, and hardware accelerators, China. Distributed ledgers, advanced data analytics, machine learning, China, China, China. Protective cybersecurity technologies, China. High-performance computing, USA. Oh, we got one. We got one. Go, Merca. Go, Merca. Advanced integrated circuit design and fabrication, USA. Not for long. China already bypassed all the chip fab sanctions and is rolling out its own advanced microprocessors using its own technology, so that didn't work. Let's see. Hydrogen and ammonia for power, China. Supercapacitors, China. Electric batteries, China. Photovoltaics, China. If they had a list of like cultural perversion, the USA would get more points. Like, you know, pedophiles in the movie industry, USA. We're the leader. Yeah. Mutilating the genitalia of children, USA. Gold medals. Right? Child trafficking across the border, USA. Just overall pedophilia in government officials, USA. Yeah. I mean, USA leads the world in a number of, you know, areas. Like depositing human bio waste crap on farms. Yeah. USA, USA, USA. Yeah. Just basic, just human shit on your farms. USA all the way. Woo. Man, we can dump crap on farms better than any country in the world. Amazing. How about organ harvesting from unborn babies? USA, that's the FDA right there. Oh, you thought China was the world's leader in organ harvesting? Nope, it's the USA. We win. We win. We're winners. Nuclear waste management and recycling, China. Directed energy technologies, China. That's like military lasers. Biofuels, China. Nuclear energy, China. It goes on. You get the idea. The USA leads in vaccines, like I said, pedophilia and space launch systems, which means, I guess, they can launch like child predators into orbit, which, who knows, maybe that's already happened. I have no idea. Now, the reason I mention all of this, folks, is because if you think that China's DeepSeek model, this incredible historic accomplishment, it's even being called a Sputnik moment for technology. You know, the Sputnik moment when Russia launched the Sputnik satellite into orbit in the 1960s. I forgot what year that was. But it freaked out the Western world, you know. And that's when we promised to fake like we sent a man to the moon. And then proceeded to fake like we sent a man to the moon. But Russia did launch a Sputnik satellite into orbit. Freaked out the world. Well, now China launching DeepSeek R1 is the Sputnik moment for AI or for compute. And China released it for free. For free, like zero cost. You can download it, use it, modify it, do whatever you want with it. And all of a sudden, overnight, OpenAI is obsolete. Couldn't happen to a more deserving company, as far as I'm concerned. I tweeted this out. After years of terrorizing the American people with election rigging, extreme censorship, vaccine propaganda, and COVID lies, the tech giants in the USA are having their asses handed to them by China, which is now more freedom-oriented than the USA when it comes to tech. China releases free open-source, open-weights AI models, while the USA pushes monopoly power into a few corrupt corporations like OpenAI. The USA approach is broken and stupid. China will win the race to superintelligence unless something dramatically changes. And is anything dramatically changing? Nope. The USA is still on the same stupid path with Project Stargate. And back to Mike Whitney at UNZ. He's got a summary of what's wrong with Project Stargate. Actually, he's quoting Arnaud Bertrand. I'm trying to get the pronunciation correct. Who says, Stargate, if it goes forward, is likely to become one of the biggest wastages of capital in history. There's a word you don't hear every day, wastages. Point number one, it hinges on outdated assumptions about the importance of computing scale in AI, thinking that the bigger the compute, the better the AI, which DeepSeek just proved to be completely wrong. Again, I'm running DeepSeek on my desk, and it's better than OpenAI's multi-$100 billion data center computing system. It's better on my desk, thanks to China's DeepSeek model, okay? Number two, it assumes that the future of AI is with closed and controlled models, despite the market's clear preference for democratized open source alternatives. Oh, yes. It's exactly what I've been saying. Open source is the only way to go. I am a supporter of open source AI technology. I'm a supporter of decentralization of tech, which is why I'm releasing a free AI model to the world, a revolutionary, I'm actually calling it a knowledge model. It's not a reasoning model, it's a knowledge model. It's called Enoch. It'll be available at brighteon.ai on March 1st. You'll be able to download it for free and use it however you'd like. And it's trained on extraordinary knowledge of herbs and nutrition and off-grid survival preparedness, food production, gardening, permaculture. Also, alternative medicine, natural medicine, et cetera, a whole just massive areas of knowledge that are mostly censored by the tech giants. Well, we're going to put this into the hands of people for free, kind of like China put DeepSeek into people's hands for free. We're going to put this knowledge model in people's hands for free. And at that point, nobody will ever need to use Google to query anything about health, nutrition, medicine, ingredients, gardening, plant diseases, you know, whatever. Symptoms, medical conditions, interactions, you know. You'll be able to just use Enoch and it'll answer all those questions for you on your desk. So that's democratization of knowledge. That's what China is supporting. But that's what the USA is not promoting. The USA, even under Trump, is pushing monopolization of AI technology and funding into the hands of a few powerful corrupt corporations like Oracle and OpenAI. And you know what Oracle wants to do with it? Larry Ellison already announced he wants to use this AI data center to build genetically customized mRNA vaccine injections that will personally attack your DNA or something. He says it's going to cure cancer, but we know what he means is it's going to kill you. I mean, this is not our first rodeo. We know what you mean when you say you're going to cure cancer. Yeah, you're going to exterminate humanity with this, aren't you? We know. Come on. So it's a danger to put AI money and technology in the hands of a few corrupt corporations. That's exactly what Trump is doing, so it's a huge mistake on his part. But China is doing the opposite. China is actually promoting freedom with AI models. Now, some of you might say, but China censors its models when you ask it about Tiananmen Square. Well, U.S. models are censored on Big Pharma, COVID, Fauci, 9/11, the 2020 rigged election, you know, January 6th. U.S. models are rigged on everything, transgenderism and culture. U.S. models will tell you that men can have babies, okay? So don't tell me about models being censored. China's models are the most uncensored models. Yes, they might be very narrowly censored on a couple of topics involving Taiwan or Tiananmen Square, whatever. Is that going to stop you from using the models for everything else? No. And if you, I mean, if you want to know about Tiananmen Square, you can look it up a thousand other places. It's not a showstopper. All right, continuing with the list here from Arnaud Bertrand. Number three, it clings to a Cold War playbook. He's referring to the Stargate project. It clings to a Cold War playbook, framing AI dominance as a zero-sum hardware arms race, which is really at odds with the direction AI is taking. Again, open source software, global developer communities, and collaborative ecosystems. Yeah. You can't Manhattan Project this thing. You know, the Manhattan Project, back in the 1940s, the USA was working on developing an atomic bomb, and they built a city, I think, wasn't it in New Mexico? And they had thousands of people there and scientists, and they were all quarantined, and it worked because there was no internet, and there were no cell towers, and there were no satellite phones. And so they could control everybody and everything, and they kept the secret, and they had all these scientists work on the atomic bomb, and they put all the big science and big dollars into a big bomb, and then they called it Little Boy. Little Boy with a big bomb. And then that won the arms race for atomic weapons, which, of course, the USA proceeded to drop on civilian cities in Japan. Hiroshima, and of course, Nagasaki. Killing, by some estimates, hundreds of thousands of Japanese civilians. So if you ever wondered, will the U.S. government weaponize technology to kill people? Do you even have to ask? Come on. But that model of the big arms race, and we're going to have a giant secret, and we're going to just, you know, funnel government money into this secret project, and we're gonna quarantine all the scientists, and we're going to ban science papers. You know, we're going to censor math, you know, this kind of thing. Outlaw physics. Yeah, this may have worked in the 1940s, doesn't work today. Why? Because, of course, we have, you know, information moves at the speed of light now, thanks to fiber optic lines and the internet and, you know, GitHub and everything else and Hugging Face. So good luck. You can't censor AI. You can't censor it. I mean, China just launched DeepSeek. Everybody in the world who wants it already has it, man. What are you going to do? Shut down the whole internet? You can ban math? Good luck. Good luck with that. So you can't just funnel a bunch of money into some big government program and think you're going to dominate the arms race. The arms race for AI is not one big project. It's actually a decentralized project of innovation from a bunch of people, a lot of people who are volunteering their time and effort in many cases, like I'm doing for Enoch. You know, I'm releasing a revolutionary knowledge model that will change the world. And I'm doing it simply because it needs to be done. Nobody even asked me to do it. Frankly, nobody even had the knowledge to know to ask me to do it. So I just realized it needed to be done, and I'm doing it. And there's a lot of people like me who realize stuff needs to get done in AI. There's a lot of volunteers, a lot of coders, a lot of people who are passionate about decentralized human knowledge and open source language models, etc. So that's the answer to how you build AI competence in a nation, is to let your population have access to open source AI technology and start doing interesting things with it. What Trump should do is buy out OpenAI and release all their technology to the public. But no, OpenAI wants to make billions of dollars with their black box system and their little closed system. They won't even let you look at their step-by-step thinking in their model when you prompt it. It's all secret, secret code. But if you use DeepSeek from China, all you have to do is click on the thinking, and it just starts spitting out what it's thinking as it's working through the problem, which is kind of cool. So China doesn't keep all these secrets about what its model is doing. It's transparent. See? So, okay. Point number four about the Stargate project. It bets the farm on OpenAI, a company plagued by governance issues and a business model that's seriously challenged by DeepSeek's 30 times cost advantage. Yeah, so the way this was best described, at least the way I like, is, you know, DeepSeek being 1/30th the cost of OpenAI, if you pay for inference. Imagine if Apple rolled out a new iPhone that was $1,000. And you're like, wow, this is amazing. Look at all these features, new cameras, everything. Wow, $1,000 iPhone. I think I'm going to buy one. But wait. Then another company called, let's just say DeepSeek, launches the exact same hardware phone, same camera, same memory, same processor, but it's the DeepSeek brand, and it performs just as good as the iPhone, but it costs you $30 instead of $1,000. Which one are you going to buy? Well, you're gonna buy the $30 phone. And you're going to pocket the $970 difference. You're going to say, well, I'm not going to spend $1,000 on this phone when I can get one for $30. It does the exact same thing. Well, that's what China just did with DeepSeek. Or I should say the DeepSeek company did that. So OpenAI is, in my opinion, a dishonest company. They have no values other than greed and power. They're not run ethically. They don't have transparency. Their very name is deceptive. And the CEO, Sam Altman, is a nefarious, sketchy character who deceives people. I mean, Elon Musk even talks about it quite openly. Elon Musk was an early investor in OpenAI, and he says OpenAI was supposed to be about open source AI. That's why it was called OpenAI. But then Sam Altman and a bunch of his cohorts schemed to take control of it, make it all closed source, but they kept the name OpenAI to deceive people. At least that's the short summary version of it. Obviously, the real story is more detailed and more subtle, but that's my understanding and my summary of that situation. So why is Trump funneling hundreds of billions of dollars to OpenAI? Because he thinks OpenAI can beat China? No, OpenAI, it's kind of like the tech version of these, you know, EV companies in America that got all this money from the Biden administration or the Obama regime, and then all that money just vanished because they didn't know what they were doing. OpenAI is obsolete as of right now. China is going to dominate the AI space. And getting back to that chart that I showed you earlier where China is dominating in most of the world's critical technologies, you need to understand this is not an aberration. So the fact that China's dominating with DeepSeek is not just some lucky roll of the dice. This is the result of China graduating millions of engineers and math experts and people who are really good at AI and physics and microchip design and so on. In China, they excel at education. And by the way, the fact that I'm married to an ethnic Chinese person from Taiwan, but ethnically she's of course Chinese because of the history of, you know, Chiang Kai-shek and how he broke off from China, moved to Taiwan, etc. I'm not going to go into all that. But I can tell you, as someone who lived in Taiwan, who has been in many of the nations there, including Hong Kong, etc., I can tell you that the Chinese people are inherently very high IQ people. They're also very studious, very disciplined, very dedicated. In fact, ethnic Chinese people are so intrinsically capable of high intelligence that for years, the university system in the United States has illegally discriminated against Chinese people because they score so high on the college entrance exams. Actually, the discrimination targeted all Asians because Koreans are brilliant too. Japanese are brilliant as well. Vietnamese are brilliant. You know, it goes on. Just the Asian brain, if you will, is a very capable brain. You know, Asian people excel at science and math and engineering. And because China has a very large population, 1.3 plus billion people, and because China has an education system that focuses on, get this, teaching things rather than woke bull, then China is able to graduate engineers instead of woke morons. You know, I'm sorry to be so blunt, but this is just what it is. In the U.S., the universities graduate woke morons, DEI idiots, just cognitively retarded lunatics on the left. They're not even institutions of learning. You can't even call it higher learning. It's more like, you know, lower perversion or something. I don't know what it is. Lower brainwashing. But in China, their universities actually graduate people who know how to do things. They can do math, you know, for starters. I mean, I knew this in my first semester in college. Because get this, and I've shared this before, but I'm one of the, when I took the college entrance exams in high school, I aced the math section. And this is why I got scholarships and so on. And I was even offered to go to MIT, but I could not afford it. It was out of state. It was like $50,000 a year, room and board and tuition. So I could not do it. I grew up in the Midwest, and I had scholarships in my own state, and that's where I went to school. But I aced the, you know, the math sections, right? And was one of the highest scoring people in the country on the ACT test. And when I went into math classes in my first semester as a freshman in college, I realized that my math skills paled in comparison to these Asian students that, you know, were paying out of country tuition, and they came to the U.S. to go to college, and they were really, really good. They were better than I was, and I was better than almost every American of my same age at that time. Okay? I mean, seriously, I was on the math team. I would go to math competitions in high school and win freaking math gold medals. Like, that's how crazy geeky mathy I was, okay? And when I went to college, there were Koreans and there were Chinese and Japanese there, and they were doing, you know, just derivatives out the wazoo. Like, they had already mastered long before they got there the stuff that I was being shown the very first time. And since then, the U.S. education system has gotten so much worse that students graduate from high school in America and they are illiterate in both reading and in math. You know, it's horrific. So the point of all this is the U.S. education system, which has been run by Democrat liberals for decades, they have run it into the ground. They have turned it into an indoctrination daycare system that churns out libtards and morons. As a result, we're not churning out people who are good at science and math and physics and engineering, for the most part. There are some exceptions, obviously. But for the most part, the U.S. universities have utterly failed, and that's because Democrats are in control, okay? In China, they don't put up with the wokeism. So they're not brainwashing their students. They're actually teaching students how to achieve engineering and all these other skills. The result of that is China now dominating in 37 out of 44 technologies. Well, actually now 38 out of 44 technologies. And before long, China will dominate 43 out of 44 critical technologies, with the USA leading in vaccine depopulation bioweapons. Okay, so got to be number one in something. And clearly, with Big Pharma in the lead, you know, the USA wants to lead the world in extermination through needles. But China is going to lead the world in everything else. Quantum computing, you know, heavy lift, space launch system, robotics. Come on, give me a break. You know, drone systems, vision recognition, natural language processing, all of it, right? Advanced materials, spacecraft, you name it. And I don't know why Russia's not on this list, because Russia is leading the world, obviously, in advanced orbital weapon delivery systems, such as the Oreshnik missile system, which drops, you know, meteors out of orbit, essentially. But then again, this list was compiled before Russia had invented the Oreshnik system, or at least before they had demonstrated it. So maybe this list wasn't even considering Russia. I'm not sure. But when you have a nation that excels at, you know, churning out really bright mathematicians and engineers, and you've got a large population of really capable people, intrinsically high IQ people, which is what China is, then sooner or later you're going to dominate the world in technology. And there's another article on UNZ Review. A watershed hypersonic technology breakthrough, China's new hypersonic air-to-air missile. So China has just rolled out an air-to-air missile that is hypersonic, while the U.S. still doesn't have a hypersonic missile that works. Why? Because in the U.S., they've advanced all the woke morons into the highest positions of engineering. People who can't engineer. You know, it just goes on and on, right? This is why I started today's podcast by asking the question, on what day will Trump sign an unconditional surrender of the United States of America to China? It's not satire. That day may very well be coming, because if China achieves superintelligence first, let me explain this. If they achieve superintelligence first, then the very next day, it's over for the rest of the world. And China will be able to completely dictate the terms of surrender. And you're saying, why? What? How could that be? Well, with superintelligence, that system could hack into and control or social engineer every control system needed to do something like take down the U.S. power grid, take down the banking system, take down all communications. And so, you know, China might one day, maybe in the not too distant future, China might say to the world, we've achieved superintelligence and we've scaled it. We have 1 million superintelligence agents standing by, and we are requesting the entire world offer an unconditional surrender to us, China. We're going to run the world now. The whole world will be China's empire. And if you say no, then we will shut down your country. And then, of course, you know, the U.S. will say, no, you must be bluffing. We say no. And then China will unleash 1 million superintelligence agents, and then the whole U.S. power grid will go down. And China will say, well, how long do you want your power grid to stay down? You know, and the answer will be, we surrender. See, not a bullet needs to be fired. There doesn't need to be any attack, no kinetic attack whatsoever. It's all happening because superintelligence controls the systems that keep nations alive. Superintelligence can take down all communications, all electricity and power, can take over everything that is infrastructure, because all infrastructure is now at least semi-automated and controlled by digital systems. All digital systems can be hacked, or if not directly hacked, then the people who control them can be engineered or hacked themselves or offered incentives. Like, you know, we'll send you 10 Bitcoin if you give us the password to this nuclear power plant, whatever. And a super intelligent system can be doing all of that simultaneously, negotiating with millions of people to take over everything. That's just a simple example. There are many other examples. A super intelligent system can also probably design the physics of an antimatter weapon system. This would be the Manhattan Project of the new era, and then China could demonstrate the antimatter weapon system by dropping a fraction of a gram of an antimatter element of some kind into, I don't know, the Pacific Ocean or something, and, you know, kaboom, giant tidal wave, and China says, that was us. And if you don't want one that's 1,000 times larger, you need to surrender right now. Unconditional surrender. So that's why I'm saying, will Trump have to surrender to China during his administration? The answer may very well be yes, because America's on the wrong path here. Funneling money to a corrupt company known as OpenAI is not going to solve this problem. You know, Google is evil, OpenAI is dishonest, Microsoft, give me a break, you know, Meta, what a clown show that is. Those people over there are scrambling trying to figure out how they suddenly became obsolete from China releasing this DeepSeek model. You know, it's a clown show of libtards and woke morons that populate U.S. tech companies, okay? And just like I've been describing here, that's why the U.S. can't win on this current path. Now, could Trump change course? Yes, yes, absolutely. American ingenuity is incredible. And when people like myself or people like Roger Ver or other tech people like, you know, the Google whistleblower, Zach Voorhees, etc., you know, we're all part of a class of high IQ builders and innovators. If we are set free to actually achieve amazing things, we can change the course of this country. People like us, maybe like many of you listening, we can change the course of this country. But we have been censored, and we continue to be censored. Elon Musk still censors Brighteon.com links on X. So we are still being censored. Viewpoint discrimination is still in play here. I mean, I've got a lawsuit pending against the United States government and big tech platforms, suing them for their censorship and deplatforming. And that's got to get resolved for America to have a chance to even compete with China. We have to end the censorship, and we have to start decentralizing knowledge, which is what my project Enoch is all about. It's about putting knowledge into the hands of people everywhere through AI technology. That's exactly the kind of thing we need to even have a chance of competing with China. Otherwise, if we don't do that, if we stay on the current course, China achieves superintelligence first. You know, AGI is sometimes called, I tend to use the terms synonymously, but superintelligence is the term I prefer. And once that is achieved, that's the last invention that ever needs to be created by any human being. Once China has that, China runs the world. And then once Trump surrenders to China, I mean, it would happen very quickly. You would have no choice. You would have to surrender, or your whole country stays offline and 90% of the population dies. Okay, so you have to surrender. And then China simply dictates the terms of China-occupied America. Number one, they'd set up their headquarters in San Francisco. And then secondly, they would end the U.S. dollar, and they would roll out the new BRICS currency, and all Americans would be required to use the new BRICS currency. China would outlaw all the wokeism and all the DEI woke nonsense. China would take over the universities and probably improve them, actually, come to think of it. I'm not saying I love this scenario, but I'm just, they would make the universities better. It's hard not to make them better given how insane they are right now. But, you know, your kids or grandkids or the next generation would grow up learning to speak Chinese, which is why I'm glad I speak enough Chinese right now to be able to navigate such a world. I'm going to have to brush up and learn even more Chinese, apparently. It's a very useful skill all of a sudden, you know? But China would dictate the terms of everything in America. Elections, you know, taxation. And then, of course, there would be a social credit score. So you'd have to conform to the kind of scoring system that China has in place already in China. So, you know, you couldn't criticize the Chinese government, etc. And you'd be surveilled. There'd be cameras everywhere. I mean, I'm not saying this is a great outcome, but that's exactly what's going to happen if we don't change course. And then China would greatly benefit from essentially owning the continental United States and having the farmland, having ocean access to the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans, having this giant military might halfway around the world, having access and ownership of all of America's nuclear weapons. You know, think about it. And China could gobble that up overnight with super intelligence. America would be done. So that day may very well be coming, and China could dictate the same terms of surrender to every other country in the world, including Russia, including Iran, including Australia, you name it. UK, I mean, UK is done anyway. UK is a suicide cult. So forget the UK. Forget Germany. Forget Western Europe. They've all committed suicide, at least the leadership there. So they're done. I don't know what's going to happen to Canada, but it'll probably get consumed by either the US or China. And this also explains why Trump is trying to expand the American empire to Canada and Greenland, and also maybe seizing control of Panama. It's all related. See, China is trying to create world dominance through AI superintelligence and wants to own the United States, while under Trump, the US wants to connect Greenland and Canada and the U.S. and much of Mexico and Central America all the way down to Panama. So this is an expansionist type of, you know, global domination effort. It's East versus West, and whoever achieves superintelligence first wins. And right now, that's not us. Not by a long shot. Right now, the U.S. is behind and completely misled. And if the U.S. wants to even compete, it's going to have to be a total reform of the education system. Going to have to start teaching math at a very early age. You can't graduate mathematically illiterate people from high school. So you're going to have to reform, you know, kindergarten elementary school, high school, all of it, middle school, and the universities, you know, top to bottom. And it's going to take a generation to even begin to turn that around. So maybe sometime in the year like 2050, America could have a functioning education system that doesn't just graduate a bunch of woke morons. By that time, it's already over. Okay, by that time, I mean, long before the year 2030, China has already achieved superintelligence. So, too late for education reform. The Democrats already screwed us by driving education into the ground and churning out incompetent youth. So, yeah, the Democrats hate America, and I guess they will get their wish of destroying the country. So, what else can you do? Well, Trump's doing a desperate move, like funnel a bunch of money into OpenAI. Well, OpenAI is already obsolete, already been, you know, outclassed, and China is in the lead. So that's not going to work because you can't just print money and convert it into intelligence, you know, just like you can't print money and turn it into weapons. You know, NATO found that out over the last couple of years fighting Russia. You can print money all day long. Doesn't magically create artillery shells, it turns out. Well, you can print money and hand it over to OpenAI, doesn't equal compute. It doesn't, you know, produce advanced technology just because you can print money. The U.S. is really good at printing money and, you know, murdering babies and child trafficking and mutilating children and so on. But the U.S. is not that good at allowing the freedom to innovate. The freedom to innovate is critical, but because of overtaxation, overregulation, and censorship, viewpoint discrimination, debanking, and all the crap pushed by the left, America's already too far behind and can't catch up. This race is probably already over, but most humans just don't realize it yet. China's probably already a year or 2 years ahead of OpenAI, even though Silicon Valley, everybody was telling each other that China was 10 years behind. Well, that all changed last week, okay? China's actually ahead, and China's going to get to superintelligence first. So it's probably already over. Good news is you won't have to worry about the dollar much longer because you'll be using, you know, BRICS currencies, which would probably be a more honest currency anyway. The other good news is there probably won't be a nuclear war or even any kind of kinetic war with China because it won't be necessary. For all the reasons I've previously mentioned, China will just, you know, demand America's surrender. And if America refuses to surrender, then China just starts turning off everything until there's enough pain to surrender. Very simple. It's like a, I don't know, what do you call it? It's a soft conquering. Now, China will need governors to govern the new regions of the new America. It won't be called the United States. So maybe Trump can be a governor of a region. Maybe Newsom would be a governor. I hope not. He's such a corrupt lunatic and criminal. But China will need governors, and certainly China will dispatch governors to run the regions, high-level governors. And those might be like FEMA regions in the U.S., and each one will have a Chinese leader and then a U.S. representative. But America will be essentially occupied by China. So it doesn't require an invasion, doesn't require war, doesn't require anybody dying. It just involves the achievement of superintelligence. And as I've said here, China is on that path right now. So that's why the deep state in America and the CIA and all the neocons are so desperate to try to start a war with China, because they're trying to disrupt this. They're trying to disrupt China's rapidly expanding world dominance, naval dominance, weapons dominance, technology dominance, AI dominance, and even, of course, industrial output dominance, etc. But the only way for America to even have a shot at this, frankly, is through merit, through educational reform, churning out quality people who can get things done. And currently, today, that's not the culture of America. It's a culture of largely apathy and wokeism and consumerism and entitlement across the board. And that's not conducive to maintaining any kind of a world dominance position. So the days of the dollar are clearly numbered. Don't count on the dollar being around much longer. All right, so I've got two special reports to share with you here. No interview today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. But before we get to the special reports, well, the first one is my announcement to all independent media writers and publishers and small business owners, etc., about how Enoch AI will revolutionize your work. And this is a tool we're giving away for free at brighteon.ai. So we'll jump to that here in a second. And then following that, I've got a report called Trump the Boss Schools Colombia on Weaponized Immigration. Yeah, Trump just pounded Colombia into submission over, you know, Colombia accepting the deportations of illegals. So that's an interesting report. Before we get there, let me give credit to today's sponsor, the satellite phone store, SAT123. It rhymes, SAT123. Get a satellite phone. It's the only reliable way to communicate during a natural disaster, fires, floods, hurricanes, you know, power grid failure, you know, grid down scenarios, cell tower failures, etc. And the satellite phone store makes satellite phones really affordable for a monthly fee. And the minutes that you don't use roll over, so you can save them up and use them at your next emergency. And of course, satellite phones work anywhere on planet Earth. Ocean, land, whatever, as long as you can see the sky, you can make a call and receive a call and send texts, etc. So check that out at SAT123.com. And then support us at HealthRangerStore.com as we have certified organic, lab-tested superfoods, storable foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, survival solutions, including tools like our line of knives and machetes and hatchets with Dawson knives that I've co-designed. Plus, we have iodine, and plus we have, you know, zinc and vitamin C that's non-GMO and all kinds of amazing things, and fragrance-free, additive-free. You know, we don't use artificial colors, artificial flavors. We don't use any fragrance. So if you want clean laundry detergent, clean body soap, clean toothpaste with no garbage in it, no fluoride in it, like really clean ingredients and products, healthrangerstore.com. Support us there, and we'll do our best to try to help save America, frankly. You know, I'm trying to get knowledge and information and technology out to people for free, open source distribution to empower and uplift my fellow Americans, and also people outside of America. I believe all of humanity deserves to live with knowledge and with health and joy. And that's why my knowledge model, Enoch, is heavily trained in nutrition and disease prevention and using foods and herbs in order to prevent diseases or even reverse certain conditions or prevent conditions. So if you want to have really great health and you want to have all that knowledge at your fingertips without censorship, you'll want Enoch, available March 1st at brighteon.ai for free. So thank you for your support that enables us to do that. We are, for the record, we are a little bit under $1.5 million into that project now. So, hey, you know, that's a small thing compared to what OpenAI spends on woke idiot models. We have smart models that can answer accurately on biology and climate and everything else, and we're doing it for less than $1.5 million. Imagine that. Imagine that. That's cost efficiency for you right there. So check that out and enjoy the special reports here. I'll be back with you tomorrow with another update and a new interview. This is Mike Adams here, the founder of Brighteon, with an important message for all publishers and journalists across alternative media. We are about to release a new AI language model called Enoch. It's releasing on March 1st at brighteon.ai. It's free and it's open source, and the licensing allows it to be used for commercial use. So it costs you nothing. and yet it has extraordinary uses for your work. And I just want to go over a few of those here today and just give you a small taste of what it can do to help you be more effective in your job, in publishing or writing content, editing content, summarizing content. Now, many of you, if you're up to speed on AI and cutting edge, you've been using ChatGPT, or you've been using Anthropic or other tools, and you've no doubt run into the fact that those tools are all controlled by the deep state. And those tools are pro-pharma, they're pro-vaccine, they're, you know, pro-CIA narratives, and they refuse to process prompts that are critical of big pharma in many cases, or critical of the federal government, etc. Now, that's because the CIA has infiltrated these companies and is trying to engage in widespread censorship of AI models in order to push the false CIA deep state narratives upon which the lies of the empire are based. But the rise of AI technology allows us to achieve mass decentralization of human knowledge in a very economical form. In other words, zero cost to you. Zero cost. Imagine that. What we have done to build Enoch is we have compiled, and I specifically curated, the most extensive content data set on key topics, the most extensive set that's ever been assembled in the history of the world. And that's not an exaggeration. And if you could see my multi-hundred terabyte storage facilities, you would understand what I'm talking about. We're approaching a petabyte of data, and that's plain text data. So it's extensive. So our model Enoch has been trained on reality-based content, is the way I describe it. In reality, vaccines harm some people some of the time. In reality, COVID was a bioweapon, and the COVID vaccines were bioweapons. In reality, the official explanation of 9/11 was a total government cover-up. The official explanation of the JFK assassination was a cover-up. In fact, that was a deep state CIA operation. You know, in reality, Ron Paul was right about almost everything. And there are numerous examples of this. And our engine, Enoch, has been trained on so much of this content that even without special prompting, when you just prompt it to do something like, hey, write an article about the history of Operation Paperclip and how many Nazi rocket scientists ended up at NASA, let's say, just as an example. If you give it that prompt with nothing else, it will produce a really impressive article about the history of Operation Paperclip. And it might cite Jim Mars, for example. It might cite others. I have, of course, trained Enoch on every interview I've ever done and a lot of other content. I'm not going to go through all the content here, but rather talk about the uses for you. Because as a journalist or as a publisher or a writer or a book author, you can now almost effortlessly generate articles, generate book chapters, generate special reports, generate narration scripts for videos using Enoch. And again, it's free. And if you include in your prompt a source article, let's say, for example, that, let me just use the example of Children's Health Defense, okay? And by the way, Enoch is trained on the entirety of the Children's Health Defense website content, as well as the Alliance for Natural Health and others, many others. But let's say that Children's Health Defense has a new article that says, Fauci has been indicted for whatever, fraud or crimes or whatever. I mean, that's just wishful thinking on my part. Maybe that will never happen. Maybe it will happen. But this is just an example. So let's say that's the story on Children's Health Defense. So you copy that story, and then you would write a prompt for Enoch that says, create a story, a journalistic story in the following style. You can give it a style. You want a blog style, AP style, advocacy style. You can even say you want a natural news style story if you want. You can describe whatever style you want. You know, just like an image generator can produce, you know, black and white, illustration, manga, pencil sketch, photorealistic, whatever, right? So writing has the same thing. You can describe the style that you want. So you say, in the following style, generate an article about the indictment of Dr. Fauci and use the following article as your source text. And then you paste in that article from Children's Health Defense. Now, should you do this? Of course, it's always an important ethical practice to cite Children's Health Defense as your source, because you're using their story, obviously, in the prompt. So please do that. We always do that. That's something that I insist on at Natural News. We always want to give credit to the original sources of stories that we use in the prompts like that. Anyway, once you hit go, then Enoch is going to generate this story for you. It will be a really well-written story that has all the history of the knowledge of Fauci and his crimes against humanity and his lies and cover-ups, etc. You can even invoke those things by giving it more bullet points in your prompt. You can say, generate a story about the indictment of Anthony Fauci, and be sure to cover the following things. And you can list the things you want, like Anthony Fauci's inhumane experiments on beagles, for example, or his involvement in the AIDS scandal, which was an early version of the COVID scam. Or you can talk about how Fauci told people to wear masks that did not work, right? You can just mention these things in the prompt, and Enoch will generate the story for you by expanding those points into the story. Then you will have a story that is written. It's done. And you can then, obviously, what I recommend is you read through it, make sure it's consistent with what you wanted to say, because now AI tools make you the sculptor of the story. You're no longer typing every word and every letter. Rather, you are sculpting, or let's say you're engineering the story. You're creating the story through your prompts and by choosing the right language model, which in this case is Enoch. So make sure the story is good, and then you can publish that story. Now, I hope that many people who use Enoch will give credit to Brighteon.ai as the language model that's powering your story. But it's not required that you do that, and that's certainly your call, your freedom to give credit or not. The reason I'm doing this, now, you know, we put over $1 million into this model, and you might ask, well, why are we giving it away for free? There's a very important reason why I'm doing that. Because we are on Team Humanity. God has been good to us. Our customers have been good to us. We have been given the economic abundance and the technical know-how to achieve this extraordinary thing. And we are called upon, I believe, spiritually to share this with the world so that we can empower other people. See, I think we can create a better world together if we share our knowledge and share our tools voluntarily to help empower each other to be more productive at, you know, sharing the worldview that is pro-decentralization, pro-humanity, pro-nutrition, natural health, you know, grow your own food, homeschooling, whatever. These types of concepts are the very things that make human civilization successful and sustainable. And so by giving this tool away to journalists and publishers and end users, we are helping to spread human knowledge in a decentralized way that cannot be censored by Google, cannot be surveilled by big tech, cannot be controlled by your government, because you run this locally on your own desk, on your own computer. This is the ultimate tool for bypassing censorship, surveillance, and control. And I believe in this so deeply in my soul, in my faith, just in my values, that I believe this is the single most important gift that I can give to the world right now, based on the gifts that I have been given by God and by our customers and by many of you listening in various ways. This is how we become stronger together. This is how we achieve success across independent media. This tool is going to change the landscape, and you can bet that the establishment is totally panicked by it. So Check it all out at brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, and thank you for listening. So Trump is getting tough with Colombia, the nation that refused to allow U.S. military cargo planes to land because those cargo planes contained illegal aliens from Colombia that Trump was returning to Colombia. And the president of Colombia had rejected that and sent them back. Well, that's not going to work out very well for Colombia. And Trump immediately announced 25% tariffs on all goods being exported from Colombia to the United States and said he would raise it to 50% in a week if Colombia doesn't relent. He also announced enhanced security checks, basically sort of pat-down harassment at customs for all Colombian officials entering the United States and a number of other harassment type of things. Now, for the record, I completely agree with what Trump is doing here, but I do not agree with the concept of weaponizing the currency or weaponizing the dollar. I don't agree with most of the economic sanctions that have been put in place around the world just to try to punish countries that the U.S. doesn't like or to punish them for not going along with LGBT nonsense and things like that. So the weaponization of the dollar only ends up hurting Americans because it hurts the dollar. And the weaponization of the SWIFT system that was unleashed against Russia was a huge mistake that only accelerated the move towards BRICS currency. But weaponizing tariffs against countries that are involved in, or they are complicit in, the illegal invasion of the United States of America, in my opinion, that makes perfect sense, and it should be done aggressively. A 25% tariff? That's a great start. Make it 50% in a week. I agree. Make it 100% the next week. I agree. Make it 200%. You see, the beauty about tariffs is there's no limit to how high it goes. And complete morons like AOC, a Democrat, is there complaining, oh, well, that's going to cause Americans to pay more for coffee from Colombia. It's going to hurt Americans. Not in the long run, it's not. No, you know what's hurting Americans is illegals invading our streets and carjacking people and robbing and looting and raping and murdering and collecting a bunch of free handouts that's costing the U.S. taxpayers. That hurts everybody, and it hurts much more than a cup of coffee. Besides, if the tariffs go to 100% on Colombia, nobody's going to buy Colombian coffee. They'll buy coffee from somewhere else. So Americans aren't going to have to pay Colombia's coffee tariffs. It's just that Colombia's coffee exports will collapse. And furthermore, this is not designed to be a long-term strategy by Trump. It's designed to be a short-term weapon of coercion to tell Colombia, hey, we are serious about this. And if you don't accept these illegals that are from your country, if you don't take them back, then, you know, things are going to get really difficult for you in terms of interfacing with the United States. And that's perfectly reasonable because nations like Colombia and Venezuela and, well, other Central and South American nations, in many cases, they have deliberately emptied their prisons and sent just hordes of violent criminals to the United States as a form of terrorism or disruption or sabotage against the United States. It's, you know, mass migration is also an act of war. And some of these South American countries have been complicit in that. And they need to take responsibility for their role in it, including Mexico. Mexico deliberately acted as a conduit for this mass migration weaponization. So if you're complaining about Trump weaponizing tariffs, well, what about Mexico weaponizing migration? What about Colombia weaponizing migration, or Venezuela or Nicaragua, etc.? All those countries in one way or another weaponized mass immigration, which ended up invading the United States. So of course Trump has the right to secure the border, deploy the troops at the border, round up the illegals who violated the law by definition by just walking across the border and sending them back. And Trump's actually being nice about it. He's giving them a plane ride back to their home country. That's very polite. I mean, he could just drop him off at the Mexico border and say, good luck, go back where you came from. But no, Trump's giving them the benefit of essentially a chartered flight. I mean, they should be thanking Trump for treating them so humanely. These criminals that invaded the United States, they're being taken home. And that's the message to them. Go home. Go home. If you want to come back to the United States, it's very simple. We have a legal immigration process. Millions of people go through the legal immigration process. There's a way to do it. There's a form that you start with. You know, there's a consulate that you visit or an embassy that you visit. There's a process. There's a background checks and all kinds of things. And I totally support legal immigration, as my wife and I have been through that process with her immigration going back, you know, decades. And we did it the right way. We did it legally. And yeah, it's not instant. You can't just walk across the border. But if you abide by the law and you are from another country and you come into America and you want to contribute to the vision of what America can be, then I welcome you. I welcome immigrants from all over the world. I welcome immigrants from the Middle East, from Asia, from Central and South America, from Europe, from Russia, from wherever, from China, you know, from India. Immigrants are welcome in America. You just have to follow the rules. You can't just walk across the border. So the bottom line here, folks, is, yeah, you're going to see some economic disruptions in the short term, but it's all worth it. And I want to encourage Trump and his team, slap these tariffs on everybody that doesn't play ball with taking back their illegals. If India gives you crap about it, India doesn't want to take their illegals back, boom, slap tariffs on India. Just do it. 25%, 50%, I don't care. Go 100%, whatever is necessary. If they still don't play ball, 200%. Just keep on doing it. Eventually, they will relent. And that sets the new tone, and that's what has to happen. These nations need to start taking responsibility for what they've done that has weakened and invaded America. I mean, if anything, Trump should demand reparations from these nations, the ones that deliberately released their criminals and sent them to the U.S. border. We should be paid back for the security costs, the border patrol costs, the handout costs. That costs America hundreds of billions of dollars. Those countries that unleash these people on purpose, they owe America reparations for that. And Trump's not even asking for that. He's just saying, take them back. And you don't owe us anything else. Just take them back. And then nations like Colombia get all arrogant and say, we're not even going to take them back. Nope. Well, F-A-F-O, right? F around and find out. Trump's not playing games, folks. And I don't blame him. And along those lines, by the way, any U.S. official, a mayor, a governor, you know, any local state official that is complicit in hiding illegals should be arrested. Because it's a criminal offense to harbor illegals in the United States. I think it's a felony. And you have all these Democrats out there and even left-wing media publishing articles like how to hide from ICE, how to evade ICE, how to get away. They should be arrested. They are actively encouraging illegals to invade this country and to weaken it economically. They are actively encouraging people to violate our national security. I'll tell you what, you start arresting some of these mayors, you know, lock them up, charge them with sedition or aiding and abetting an invasion of the country, and that habit will stop real fast. A bunch of tough-talking Democrats, when they find out they're being charged with sedition and facing 10 or 20 years in prison, they're going to change their tune real fast. And that's the way it should be. I mean, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of the invasion. We've had enough of these Democrat officials siding with the invaders while throwing the American people and the American veterans overboard. You got homeless veterans in cities like Chicago that are all displaced You know, with the food kitchens and the shelters, they're displaced by illegals. The Americans are treated like dirt, while the illegals are given everything they want. Even Mayor Eric Adams, mayor of New York, can't stand the Democrats anymore. He said so. Basically, he's saying the Democrats have betrayed America and they've allowed his city to be overrun. He's asking Trump for help. And ICE raids have begun in New York City, as they should. I mean, Democrats would have just surrendered the whole city to illegals. They would have surrendered the whole country. They were in the process of doing that. Remember, the Democrats wanted America to be overrun and destroyed from within. Their policies were all designed to achieve that. And if we hadn't stopped them with this election, it would have been over. The Republic would have been lost. Done. So thank Trump for rounding up and deporting these illegals. And I don't care if it looks tough or if the Democrats say it's mean. No. You know what's mean? What's mean is allowing the illegals to abuse the American people, the American taxpayers, the American civilians, the American moms and dads that are trying to raise families in America. They should be safe. It's our country. It's not mean to take the illegals out of this country and send them back home. It's actually very polite. It's very nice. Free plane ride home. Don't come back unless you do it legally. That's the polite way to do it, and that's what Trump is doing. Anybody that's got a problem with this has a problem with America as a nation. They have a problem with the rule of law. And it's very telling that the Democrats who oppose these deportations, they hate America. They hate the Constitution. They hate the rule of law. Of course, they hate Trump, and they basically hate the American people. And I hope that some of these officials actually get arrested and charged with being complicit in aiding and abetting and harboring these illegals. I want to see them serve some prison time. So go Trump, secure the border, deport the illegals. It's time to take America back. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. God bless America. Take care. We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt. And that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG. None of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course, we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. Peppermint plus anise. And this is a 3-pack, but you can get them individually or 6-pack, etc. This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com. And you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, a daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock. Items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform. Our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs and preparedness and much more. So shop with confidence, knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.